Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, June 12th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Splash, and our scripture reading is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 10, which says, "And just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart, and the Spirit descending like a dove on him." I had not heard of a splash pad until one was built at Wetmore Park across the street from the church a few years ago. A couple of us from the church staff went to the ribbon-cutting ceremony and the turning on of the water for the first time. After a few words from the city park and recreation director and the mayor, arrangements had been made for a group of children and youth from the neighborhood to demonstrate how the splash pad worked. It was great fun to see the children and youth running around the area, jumping on the various pads, and having a cascade of water either shoot up from the ground like a fountain or dropping from overhead like a waterfall. My favorite part of this neighborhood splash pad is the ladybug feature at the center of the play area. When the pad in this area is activated, the bucket in the shape of a ladybug, positioned at the top of a tall pole, fills with water and then tips over, sending gallons of water splashing down upon the heads and bodies of those standing below. I like to call this the Remember Your Baptism feature of the splash pad. Anytime we hear, see, or feel the splashing of water, it is an opportunity to remember our baptism and be thankful. Finding everyday ways to remember our baptism reminds us that we are born of the Spirit and set free to live as Christ's representatives in the world, in the strength of God's Spirit, and in the strength of God's presence. When I pass by our neighborhood splash pad and see God's children playing joyfully and being soaked by the splashing of water, I am reminded that our baptism is a tangible, visible sign of the grace of God's love and the wideness of God's mercy. Our baptism calls us to be vessels of this same love, grace, and mercy in a waiting and needy world. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.